There are the grave consequences of the decision taken by the United States on August the 9th. That was the decision of Colin Powell designating the Communist Party of the Philippines and the New People's Army as foreign terrorist organizations, and the August the 12th decision of the U.S. Treasury Department targeting the NPA, the CPP, NPA, and myself as objects for the seizure of or a freeze of assets. So these decisions of the United States have been transported by the Dutch government and applied on me here. So I suffer grave consequences, mainly the violation of my civil rights. I am criminalized as a terrorist without due process. I am defamed, and I am the object of public incitement, of official incitement to public hatred, and so my life is threatened, and I suffer material and moral damages. I cannot. I'm made to. I am supposed to be prevented from moving about from one country to another, and I have been told that I cannot participate in the peace negotiations with, if there would be any, between the Manila government and the National Democratic Front of the Philippines. And you see, the withdrawal of the benefits, social benefits, is so cruel and so stupid, no? That it's so clear that my basic human right to life is violated by the withdrawal of these benefits. So the result is that there has been a public outrage here against this insanity done by committed by the Dutch government. So these benefits have been returned. But still, cruelly and stupidly, the Dutch government would like to return these benefits, which I got according to previous law. I'm supposed to get them back within the framework of the sanction regulation against terrorism. So they're really clever and cruel. They would like to give back those things unjustly taken away. And more unjustly, I'm made to take them back within the sanction regulation against terrorism. But I'm not getting them back unless there is a delisting, a removal of my name from the so-called terrorist list. That's the reason why we are now going to the civil court. To fight for my civil rights, and I'm ready to go up to the level of the judicial branch of the Council of State within the Netherlands, and up to the European Court of Human Rights if necessary. But all these things that can go through the judicial process are nothing compared to other threats, as well as acts that make those threats appear to be very credible. So I'm told by high officials of the Philippine government, or the Manila government, that the United States is ready to request for my extradition under the U.S.-Dutch extradition treaty. And so the threat is for me to be placed in Guantanamo or Guam, or some U.S. military base, and I would not be given access to a council of choice. There are also reports that since Bush has already lifted the ban on the assassination of leaders that oppose U.S. interests, so I'm supposed to be the target of covert CIA operations, and so I have been told by some officials of the Manila government who tell me in a threatening way that the United States particularly the CIA, can go so far as to have me killed, no, by CIA agents or by CIA assets.